120 years ago in the Canadian Arctic, an expedition led by Sir John Franklin disappeared. A tragedy and a mystery that stumped successive explorers who've helped to open the Northland to civilization. This year, as a centennial project, the Canadian Army undertook the unraveling of this mystery. Leader of the 51-man expedition was Captain Bob Gillen. Don McDermott asked the real purpose of the expedition.
Yes, to find the grave of Sir John Franklin. This is probably one of the biggest Canadian Arctic mysteries, where he was buried.
Now, what did the Franklin expedition hope to accomplish in its journey?
Well, their aim was to find the Northwest Passage, undiscovered up to this time, and Sir John Franklin felt he knew where it was.
And how long ago did all this take place?
The Franklin expedition left England in 1845, and final members of the crew perished in 1848, so they spent 3 years in the Canadian Arctic before dying.
And I understand there's still a mystery as to where Franklin was buried, and this is what you were attempting, among other things, to discover, was it?
That's right. The one note that the dying crews did leave said that Sir John Franklin had died on June the 11th, 1847, but they didn't leave any clue as to where. And there are some Eskimo stories of a firing party of sorts on shore and a man being buried in a tomb in the rock. So that's all we've had to go on, really.
Are there any other theories about what happened to him?
Yes. A number of books have been written on the subject, and some authors feel that he was just put through a hole in the ice, given a naval burial.
Now, many years have gone by, of course, since then, and did your Canadian Army expedition actually find any further traces of the Franklin expedition?
Well, we found one or two things which might belong to the Franklin expedition. We found the remains of a boot, a sole, and a heel, and the heel being attached to the boot by wooden hobs. We found some shreds of canvas, and the scuba divers that we took with us found some copper sheathing, which might have been from perhaps the boiler of one of Franklin's ships.
What is the weather like in this area in midsummer?
Well, the mean temperature in the 3 weeks we were there was 42 degrees. It went as low as 28 and as high as 58. The weather was pretty awful on the whole.
Was the ground, of course, was bare, but was there anything growing there?
No, just grasses and a few flowers. There's no shrubs or anything of that sort at all.
Did you have any problems that you didn't count on?
Well, yes, the weather was something more than we had expected. We were moving all our people by helicopter, and there were 5 days where the helicopters couldn't fly due to fog and high winds. And our search parties did, in fact, run out of rations and spent 3 days on one meal a day because we couldn't get to them with the helicopters. However, they all came out in fine health and high spirits.
Now, in addition to the Army personnel that were aboard Captain Gillen, you had some scientists who I understand feel there's lots of research to be done in the area.
That's right. One of the sidelights of the expedition was that we found numerous Eskimo habitation, quite ancient, some Eskimo artifacts, arrowheads, spearheads, that sort of thing, and one of the chaps from the National Museum, Dr. Hughes, reckons that we dug up approximately 6 seasons of work for the National Museum people.
Do you plan to go back with the National Museum people?
No, I don't, really.
Once is enough, eh?
Well, I wouldn't mind going back, but it would have to be under the same conditions that I went up this time, I think.
And these conditions, I guess, were almost ideal. You had lots of equipment, lots of men?
Yes, that's right. We were probably the best equipped search party ever to go to the north, employing helicopters and scuba divers, mine detectors, all sorts of things.
And how did you get along with the Eskimos?
Well, there weren't too many Eskimos where we were, but we got along quite well with those we did see.
Don McDermott with Captain Bob Gillen in Edmonton.